rest of the story. Peggy would never forget September 1907, for it was then that her mother, Maybelle, enrolled her in the Forest Avenue Elementary School in Atlanta. Well, that morning and the first day of the first grade was not a happy one. Peggy was upset by what she perceived as an unnecessary change in her life. So, she threw a tantrum. She would not go to school, she exclaimed through tears. She would stay with her mother, and things would always be as they always were. But this is the rest of the story. Mother Maybelle did not argue about it. Instead, she went outside and hitched up the horse and buggy and took her daughter for a ride. Their destination was a rundown section of town, a once grand and dignified neighborhood called Jonesboro. As the two drove along, Maybelle pointed to the proud old homes of yesterday that now lay in ruins. Look over there, mother said. Fine, wealthy families used to live in those houses. And yet the gardens that had once exploded with color were now choked with weeds, just as the glorious bygone days of Jonesboro had now been suffocated by a grim and unpredictable future. What happened to everybody, little Peggy wanted to know. That's when Maybelle pulled back on the reins and stopped the buggy and explained. It was very simple. She was looking deep into her young daughter's eyes now. Before the war between the states, she said the young women who lived in Jonesboro were content to be charming and social, that they embroidered their lives away. For after the war had deprived them of their means, they had nothing left to rely on, no skills, no education. And Maybelle said, should your own world explode someday, a new world would replace it. But when everybody loses everything, everybody is equal, except for what each person possesses inside his own brain. Well, little Peggy listened, and she understood. If she did not go to school, she was going to end up like the unfortunate inhabitants of Jonesboro, wasting away, depending upon the kindness of strangers. Peggy never forgot that hot September day, and one day she wrote about it. Not precisely as it happened, but rather she patterned a character in a novel, in part after her own mother, and made that character say the things that her mother had said. You never knew until now. But the person in the book is, more than anyone who ever lived, like Peggy's mother, Maybelle Mitchell. Now, you know Peggy's book, Peggy, by the way, her full name is Margaret Mitchell. You know her American masterpiece has Gone with the Wind. And if you're sufficiently familiar with the dialogue therein, you may have recognized Maybelle's long-ago admonition as words straight from the mouth of... No, not Scarlett O'Hara. But the words about the young women who had been content to be charming and social. The words about the young women who had embroidered their lives away, and after the war had deprived them of their means, and they had nothing left to rely on, no skills, no education. Well, those were not Scarlett O'Hara's words. Margaret Mitchell immortalized her mother's strength and her mother's independence and her mother's common sense, even her own mother's own words in a fictional character the whole world has come to admire as Rhett Butler, only now... You know, the rest of the story.